Listening Library presents The Fire Eaters by David Armand. Read for you by Daniel Jarrell. 1. It all starts on the day I met McNulty. I was with my mum. We left Dad at home beside the sea. We took the bus to Newcastle. We got out below the statue of the angel, then headed down toward the market by the river. She was all in red. She kept singing the keel row and swinging my arm to the rhythm of the song. A crowd had gathered beyond the market stalls, but we couldn't see what held so many people there. She led me closer. She stood on tiptoes. There were bodies all around me, blocking out the light. Seagulls were squealing. It had been raining. There were puddles in the joints between the cobblestones. I kicked water across my shiny new black shoes. The splashes turned to dark stains on my jeans. The water splashed on her ankles as well, but she didn't seem to feel it. I tugged her hand and wanted to move away, but she didn't seem to feel it. His voice was muffled by the bodies, and at first it seemed so distant.
"Pay!" he yelled. "You're not seen out till you pay!"
I tugged her hand again.
"Are you not listening?" he yelled.
I raised my eyes and tried to see, and she put her hands beneath my arms and lifted me, and I teetered on my toes, and there he was, at the center of us all. I looked into his eyes, and he looked back into mine, and it was as if my heart stopped beating and the world stopped turning. That was when it started, that moment, that Sunday, late summer, 1962. He was a small, wild-eyed, bare-chested man. His skin was covered in scars and bruises. There were rough and faded tattoos of beasts and women and dragons.